is to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
We do have a special guest today. I'll get to this other guy on the screen here in a minute, but I just want to...
Before we go into this episode, we want to educate both our customers and those who are listening to this episode. This episode will discuss how Sturgis Credit Repair is in compliance with the TSR, which is Telemarketing Sales Rule. This episode is not legal advice, however, just recommendations. The TSR states industries who fall under this category cannot call consumers and make them pay, sign up, or whatever over the phone. Luckily, we never care to market by telephone, known as telemarketing. All customers of Sturgis Credit Repair enrolled online at their own will. Hope you enjoy this episode.
That we will be answering questions. So make sure you drop your questions while we're going through this broadcast. We will get to your questions at the end. So make sure you drop them in the chat. Hefsiba, my little chat ninja, she is behind the scenes dropping questions for Christopher and I to answer at the end. So without further ado, I want to welcome Christopher Sturgis from Sturgis Credit Repair. Welcome, 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 Christopher.
Thank y'all.
So happy to have you on board.
Hey, I'm very excited to be on here.
Well, great. Well, Christopher, I know everybody is wondering how you got your start in the credit repair business. Let's just take a few minutes to talk about how you got started in the industry.
Absolutely. So I want to say about maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I was just in car sales, working at a local car dealership here in the Baton Rouge, Louisiana area. And it got to the point where I was doing everything I'm supposed to do as an employee, going to work on time, doing what I'm supposed to do, you know, and being in a commission-based position, you know, I didn't make a paycheck if these customers weren't getting approved in the finance office and purchasing a vehicle. So it got to the point, man, where I was going to work 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, all week long, Monday through Saturday. You know, we were only off on Sundays, unfortunately, but it got to the point where all of my life was just drained at the car dealership. And it's like, it's not fair if I'm going to work and I'm putting in the work every single day, but I'm not being paid because people didn't have the credit scores to get approved for these vehicles. So at the time, I didn't know anything about credit repair, that you can help people improve their credit and things like that. And I started searching how to improve people's credit scores. And at the time, you know, I wasn't thinking about starting a business. I had no business experience and I never wanted to do something like this, but I wanted to almost just educate the people that were coming into my car dealership and, you know, offering a way to kind of educate them on things they can do to raise their credit score so they can come back to the car dealership months later, purchase a vehicle from me, and then I get paid, you know. So once that started, I think I maybe helped 3 or 4 customers back then at the car dealership. And I'm like, man, I may be on to something, you know, let me help some of my friends, let me help some of my family members. And then that kicked off. I did that for free. And people always told me, man, you need to leave the car dealership and do this full time. There's a lot of people that need credit repair. And I'm like, man, I'm not doing that. No one's going to take me seriously, you know. And hey, look, I gave it a shot and I started Sturgis Credit Repair. And before I became a business, one of the first things that I wanted to do was make sure I was doing all requirements that was needed to start a legal credit repair business. You know, I didn't want to just jump into this industry and be one of those guys on Facebook and Instagram that post, "I can fix credit." You know, I wanted to be a real business before I start into this thing. You know, I didn't just want to be Chris the credit guy. I wanted to, you know, have a name or, you know, a meaning behind the name Sturgis Credit Repair, that what everyone knows the business as, which is, you know, of course, the business name. But, you know, I took all the, lessons and learning everything that I needed to do in order to form the correct business, which kind of lead to this live here, which we're going to talk about TSR and things like that later into this live.
We're definitely here to celebrate you and your success, but we're also here to celebrate some of the changes that you've experienced in the industry. with recent industry changes. And I say recent industry changes. For those of you who don't know, I was in the industry for 15 years as a CRO, a former Millionaire Award winner for CRC back before they were even Millionaire Club.
Yeah.
But even then, there was changes in the industry. But the way that I did it then is not the way they're doing it now. And Christopher, I'm sure you can attest that the way you're doing it now isn't the way you were doing it then, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's definitely been some industry changes, and the big buzzword around right now is TSR.
Yep.
The telemarketing sales rule, where, unfortunately, the credit repair industry got thrown right into the middle of it, and essentially says that we can't legally, it's illegal to telemarket credit repair services. So a lot of folks are wondering what telemarketing is. Well, essentially, any phone call or video conferencing tool used to sell credit repair is telemarketing. You just can't do
Correct.
It. For potential clients, you can't talk to potential clients. Now, the only caveat is, in order to talk to them on the phone, they have to be an existing client.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that's kind of coupled with TSR as well is they coupled that with advanced fees. So if you are telemarketing, then you're going to get hit with advance fees.
Yep.
Because it's illegal to get your business via telemarketing. Then it's illegal to charge, and you can't technically charge them for, I don't know, it's crazy, like 6 months down the road before, you know, until after results. So no business can live like that.
Absolutely.
So navigating TSR, navigating advance fees, there's ways that it's changed the industry. And today, we're going to quiz Christopher for everybody listening. Quiz Christopher on how he's changed his business and how it's working. But we all know that the industry has changed a lot when it comes to that. But it's also very similar in some instances, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But before we dive into that, I want everybody to know here listening that we do have a TSR checklist. We made it easier for you. You can go to creditrepaircloud.com/TSR. This is the best resource that we've put together and to help you navigate the TSR in this industry. There is a different set of rules for us in this industry to navigate it. So make sure you download that. Go to creditrepaircloud.com/TSR so that you can really work on staying compliant. Now, with that said, Christopher, how has the TSR impacted your business as it stands today or 6 months ago, or when did you make the change? Talk us through it.
So this is going to be very crazy coming from someone that's in the credit repair industry. You know, a lot of people thought it was just horrible, you know, learning the TSR and, you know, having people sign up and not being able to talk to them before they sign your agreement and things like that. But a funny story about this. One of the best things that I liked about quitting the car dealership was not having to do those annoying cold calls. You know, every day in the car business, we had to go down a list and call all of these people that purchased a vehicle from us years ago, seeing if they want to come in for service, trying to get them to trade in and things like that. And, you know, that was just one of the worst things I had to do in the car business. And I hated it. You know, I hated cold calls, and I just not really hate talking on the phone, but I just hate calling people that weren't interested in your services and things like that. So switching over to credit repair, starting from day one, I designed my business to not really be 100% online, but I basically built it to where it's automated. You know, everything that you want to know about the service is already on the website. You don't have to call me. I don't have to call you. You know, you don't have to dial a number to ask how much is the service or can we actually help you. Everything that you want to know is already on the website. So when I started Sturgis Credit Repair, you know, not necessarily stating that calling people isn't important, because it is important. There are people out there that want to speak to someone before you call, which is something that I had to, of course, get adjusted to. But you know, just going back from years ago, it wasn't necessarily something that I had to change more on a major side, because my business was already designed to where people go to the website just due to my marketing. And I pretty much had everything laid out to where it's easy for a customer. So look at it this way. Let's say if you're booking a vacation, right? and you're on Airbnb, which one would you prefer to do? Would you rather go on Airbnb and book the hotel or book the home or whatever that already has the pricing and the description and everything, you know, right there online? Or would you book the room that says contact us for details? You know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to go with the one that already has the price and you can just instantly book the room right there. It's an instant booking versus the one where you have to, you know, wait on a request for them to get back to you. So I kind of designed my business like that. But speaking more into today's TSR, what, you know, a lot of people in the credit repair space freaking out, it all comes back down to your marketing. You know, make videos online, make people want to trust you as a person. So that way, when they get to their website, they almost don't have to call you. They don't have to talk about you. So for those who are watching or listening to this live, you guys have a few moments, just visit sturgiscreditrepair.com. And right there on the homepage, you know, of course they have sign up and things like that, but I almost have it to where people, you know, would not want to sign up without reading anything, because I have it right there. Hey, before you sign up, if you have questions about pricing, how this works, what can be done, what can't be done, go to our FAQ page. I have 50 FAQs already questioned and answered that people are going to automatically ask up front. And I can't count on both hands and feet how many people thank me for my FAQ page by answering all of their questions up front, and they didn't have to ask me a single thing before they signed up.
Man, I absolutely love that, Christopher. That is some knowledge being dropped right there for everybody out there. It's like, how am I going to survive if I don't get to talk to them on the phone?
Yeah.
Well, give them all the information they want in advance. You don't have the secret sauce.
Yeah.
Give them a self-service sign-up flow.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put Christopher on the spot. I did get authorization, but I'm going to put Christopher on the spot. He was bragging about his website. So we're going to talk a little bit about how he's taken the self-service sign-up flow, integrated with CRC billing, and put it right on his website. So let me go ahead and share my screen get it going here. So I'm going to share my screen, and there we go. All right. So first of all, let's talk about that. You just ranted and raved about your FAQ. He's like, I got about 50 questions. He wasn't lying. He's got about 50 something questions on his FAQ. You just hit the plus button, drop down.
There
you go. Do you do? How long should it take? I mean, it's all right there.
Yeah.
So it is all right there for you to ask. And so I love you having that.
And one last thing, Troy, while we're on the FAQ page, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, because this is the argument people have, or not all the way, but like the last FAQ question, I think it says maybe, can we contact you or something like that? Somewhere on there, but,
can I do or need to meet in person? Is that it? Maybe
that,
phone consultation. There you go.
Yeah. Right, click here. That real quick. And I'm gonna just talk before I even read it. But, the biggest argument is no one is going to trust you if they can't call you first. So this, again, it goes back to how you word things and how you market your business, right? So in the FAQs right here, one of the things that a lot of people ask, you know, is, can I call you before? And right here, I have this already answered, you know, or not called before, but can I schedule a phone consultation? And as you see there, absolutely. But, you know, and I kind of worded it to where I kind of limit the phone consultations to our enrolled clients. That way we don't have tons of phone calls calling of random people who may not even sign up. You know, I literally stated the phone consultation are for our enrolled customers to talk about their case specific situations. So, you know, if you get some of these people that message y'all on Facebook and Instagram or send an email and they want to talk to you before you enroll, just keep it quick and easy, just like this. You know, you're not telling them that you can't talk at all. You're kind of just showing them that you want to prioritize your phone consultation with your clients that are actually enrolled. So that's going to do two things. One, that's going to encourage them to enroll, because they're going to be like, okay, well, that makes sense. You know, he don't want to talk to me and he don't know anything that's on my credit. You know, it's going to be easier for him to actually see what's on my credit. They offer a free trial, so it's a win-win. It takes 5 minutes to sign up. Mm-hmm. And then two, they're going to see that you're serious. They're going to see that you don't want to waste time talking to people who are not enrolled in your program or your service. You're literally prioritizing your time with your enrolled customer. So You know, a lot of people that I, you know, mentored that's in the credit repair business or getting into the credit repair business, that's one of their biggest issues when it comes to TSR is, oh, everyone's going to think I'm a scam, or no one's really going to trust me if I can't talk to them before they sign up. So it goes back to how you market your business.
Well, Christopher, you've given some really good advice, but I wanted to open the floor up for CROs that are listening out there, people just starting out, maybe even veteran CROs. What would be some advice that you would give them, or anything maybe you would do differently?
Well, I think the best advice I could give for anyone who's watching or listening and you guys are wanting to start a credit repair business or grow your newly, you know, credit repair business, you need to focus on branding and marketing yourself. Because what I found out is when I first got started, you know, I was almost taking in everyone as a customer, you know, until I got more serious with the way I market things. I'm going to lead into that quickly in a second. But I just opened up the business and, you know, people thinking they can fix their credit in 24 hours and things like that. You know, if they wanted to sign up, sure, you know, just let them do their thing. Nowadays, like if you contact me with something crazy like that and you're trying to get your credit fixed in 1 month or something like that, or thinking something can happen overnight, you know, I tell you to go find somebody else. So, you know, you marketing the way, you know, you operate and educating customers on how this stuff works, that's very important too. You know, don't accept these people that's trying to fix their credit in 24 hours or 1 day or 2 days, whatever the case is, because you're going to stress yourself out more than they're going to get stressed out. So definitely focus on the way that you market yourself to consumers. Make sure that you're in compliance with the laws that we have to follow as credit repair organizations. Follow CROA, follow TSR. Two separate things, by the way. A lot of people think if they follow TSR, they can do whatever they want to do when they may be violating the Credit Repair Organizations Act. So that's another argument that I see a lot as well. So it is two separate things. So you guys definitely take the time to make sure that your business is in compliance with those two things, as well as any state laws, you know, city laws and things like that as well. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.